from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Well, that wasn't part of the plan. How are you doing today, peeps? Whilst it might have looked like I had a break over Christmas, that wasn't actually the plan. I had podcasts all lined up and ready to mix down, schedule them, but the laptop decided they wanted to have a break. They wanted to have some time off so I could... Well, we played the blue screen game. You know, switching the thing on and off, a continuous loop of it trying, allegedly, to repair itself. Well, that's what it was telling me. And then, what next? Trying to get the thing booked in for a repair was interesting, as apparently the insurance renewal wasn't received. Typical. But it's all sorted now. It's come back in one piece, and as you are now listening to this podcast, everything's okay. So, with a slight update, you know, with it out of the way, shall we start the episode again? My name is Chris Jags, host, producer, presenter, creator of the Learn to Live Method, helping you identify the pain, developing a habit, and putting that into play to help enable you to live your life on a higher level. And as I've said before, who wouldn't want to do that? Do you want to do that? I mean, just who wants to spend, you know, all their days with an underlying pain and not do anything about it? Before I get started with the topic of the week, the whole laptop problem did stop the usual Monday episodes, Friday specials, and the daily 1 minute motivation episodes. I even had a Christmas Day special already. It was going to have some Christmas music, some jingly bell sound effects, and hopefully you would have been saying ho 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 afterwards, or you know, or something like that. Also, speaking of Christmas, if you remember back to episode 4 of the weekly podcast back in, when was it? Must have been October last year. Wow, hang on. It's no longer 2019. This is crazy. So yeah, episode 4, it was talking about how you spend your time, which was, you know, is inspired by the video game Grand Theft Auto 5, which I love, etc., etc. And I was saying about how it's now 6 years old, and well, apparently the sales stats over Christmas show that GTA 5 was the best-selling game. Again, will this game ever stop selling? Doesn't everyone on the planet own GTA by now? But the point is, what about if you were someone who has an idea for a game, or you know, just an idea in general? GTA is an example of what can happen to one person's idea many years ago, and look at it now. Now, enough of the GTA talk. While we missed a load of episodes, let's say, you know, let's make up for it now. Let's get going with the week, which, strangely enough, will be about when things don't quite go to plan in life, in all different shapes and sizes, like a laptop not wanting to work. How many times has something for you not quite gone to plan? I know it'll be a good few times. It's happened to everyone, and it really does come in all different levels of, say, importance. I mean, there's a bit of difference between you trying to go and meet someone at a certain time, but you miss the bus, or there's traffic on the motorway. Causes huge delays compared to, say, what's the most hated word in the history of Great Britain? Yes, you guessed it. Brexit. Ugh. Ooh, just saying it brings chills and eyes rolling from other people. But trying to plan that and, you know, it gets rejected by your own party, etc., etc. It's when your plan doesn't quite go to plan. If you think about your life as a blueprint for the bigger picture, or in the case of a laptop designed to want to take Christmas off, a smaller blueprint for a much shorter amount of time, say 2 weeks in my case. Life doesn't always go our way, and things change along the way, including major events in your life. This means changing your life or indeed changing your story. And the irony is, sometimes failing to get to your goal helps you fulfill your destiny, as dramatic as that sounds. I mean, if we talk about, you know, making your blueprint work and, of course, working, what is the easiest way to do this? There is a very simple formula for happiness, and honestly, it's probably the simplest and easiest one thing to remember, even after this podcast is finished, and 2 weeks later, you still remember it. The formula for happiness is, wait for it, happiness equals progress. And if you feel like you're making progress and that you're actually growing, however that looks for you, surely this is a sign of happiness. You experience a whole series of what people would call growth spurts. I mean, you do it physically, so hey, why not emotionally? Why not mentally? Do you know that most human beings, there are two things that really make us come alive? The thoughts and idea of growing, and of course, giving. These are key to your own growth. You know, it's a big example of showing how you've grown yourself, mentally and emotionally, after all. So, getting back to our blueprint. This is the story we have in our head. Everyone in the world, you, me, your neighbour, maybe the cat, Dave in the office. Everyone has a story in their head of how life will play out. This is your blueprint, and it may go along lines of, you know, work hard in school, be a nice person, find the ideal partner in life, get a house, white picket fence, dog, start a family, and live happily ever after in true Disney fashion. You may have an extra few add-ons, you know, throw them in a blueprint. Maybe it's more about achieving something big in life. You might want to have your own business, which ends up on a global scale. How about creating the next big brand? A Facebook, a WhatsApp, an Apple? Or maybe you want to be a top medical profession in a specialist field. Whatever you see on your blueprint is how you see your life panning out. There's obviously a lot of hard work that needs to go in every step, but you know, you have your main milestones there. If your blueprint had you sitting on the sofa on a Sunday afternoon watching football in your pants, eating cheesy Wotsits, well, the blueprint doesn't show much for you, does it? I mean, if that's what you want to do, you crack on. But I think you're capable of far, far more. So I've gone on about having the blueprint, and it's great to have a master plan, you know, a bit of direction in life. But, and why is there always a but with anything? Seriously. Sometimes life, you know, it doesn't quite match with what the blueprint, does it? There is always something that life will throw at you. You know, unexpected event, as I said before, these do vary in how serious or how big an issue could be. My laptop deciding to spend its Christmas in a cupboard in Currys in Enfield before being sent off to a repair shop. Oh, sorry, other electrical retailers are available, not just Currys. Wasn't part of my plan. But apparently it was the laptop's plan. And, you know, they jetted off to the repair centre to have a full MOT. But what about when life doesn't match our blueprint? Now, there are two versions to this. Either something happened that wasn't on the blueprint, but you succeeded anyway. Well done. Or when life didn't go to plan and, you know, when it does go, you know, small or epically bad in some particular way. By human nature, there are normally three choices that we go by. Number one, you can blame someone or something. All-time favorite. Number two, you change your life. Three, you change your blueprint. It's those three that happen when it doesn't go to plan. Now, you can play the blame game. It is a favorite for most people, you know, deflect the actual cause, what am I looking for here? The cause? Yeah, could be the cause. You know, deflect it from yourself. And of course, what does this achieve? Absolutely nothing. You just pass the delay on to someone else. And in fact, you could just take control. Take control of yourself. I mean, why wouldn't you? This is your blueprint. But regardless of how you feel about the blame game, what you could really do is not waste any more time. and make the most of the situation and empower the pathway for you. You can power yourself to change your life or change your blueprint. Ooh. The key to finding fulfillment, getting unstuck, and finding your breakthrough is to match your blueprint. If you can change your life and get your pathway, great. Remember that as long as you're on the pathway and making progress, you can enjoy the journey and experience fulfillment along the way. But if you can't change your life or the circumstance you find yourself, then you need to change your blueprint. You need to adapt this best you can to the situation that you're already in or you want to be in. But remember, this is your blueprint. No, big capital, you're there. Your blueprint. Three things happen when you change your blueprint. And when you have these breakthroughs, three things will happen. One, people realize who they are. This can help you become authentic and in harmony with yourself, creating a sense of certainty and a peace of mind. Number two, people deepen all their relationships. For example, have you gone through some rough times and suddenly all your Facebook friends disappear? This is when you see who your real friends are. And number three, people build psychological immunity. This is the strength of your human spirit. Having that mental toughness and thick skin can help you handle whatever life throws at you. After you've been through the tough times and pushed through with your breakthrough, you are stronger inside. You know you can handle whatever life throws at you. And in fact, you might even change life to go ahead, give it its best shot and see how you get on. You're no longer stuck. You are now in control and you can change your life or change your blueprint. The human spirit needs to grow. It needs to come up with a new blueprint and that's down to you. But this is our ability to transcend whatever happens to us. But what about when failing to get to your goal actually helps fulfill your destiny, but in a much bigger way than the blueprint could ever suggest? Your blueprint is your projection of what you think you need to make you happy. The problem is, we are normally notoriously wrong on this. We're not good at projecting these things. We're not good at projecting what would make us happy, just as much as we aren't good at projecting what will make us unhappy. There's a story Tony Robbins once shared about the American singer-songwriter Garth Brooks. And it's about this exact subject, that when things don't work out the way they wanted, but, that person's life actually ended up much bigger. Now, Garth Brooks thought he wanted to spend his life with one particular girl he liked in high school. It was his only wish. Unfortunately, things didn't happen that way. Now, years later, he's rich and famous, and he saw this particular girl at a high school reunion. Fortunately, he was glad of this. He was glad it hadn't worked out between them, and he was glad that, after all, how would his life have panned out? In fact, he was so glad that he wrote a song about it called Unanswered Prayers, where he sings, "I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all." Our blueprint is the story we tell ourselves about how life should be, and there will be plenty of different growth spurts that you experience along the way. Try and always grow and to give others best you can and change your story or life where you see fit. I had no laptop for 2 weeks. These are first world problems. Some people haven't even got a roof over their head. But in this particular story, I had a plan to produce so much over that time, but it didn't go to plan as we said. Sometimes a plan not working the way it's meant to can actually help. I mean, after all, this episode would probably never happened. And the breakaway is certain, that wouldn't have happened either. But now I'm back fresher. I'm fresher than that new pair of trainers you got for Christmas. So, I've been going on for a good 14 minutes or so. How about we just put the ball in your court? Do you want to evaluate your life? Do you need something changing? I'm always here to talk to you if you want. Come on over to ldlcall.com. You will find a new shiny calendar there. You can book your free 30-minute slot, and we can identify that full pain or issue, develop a new habit, and then smash it to pieces and have you live on a higher level. It's 2020. It's a brand new year. You're hyped up. Let's get after this. Let's just take a look at your blueprint. I dare you. And I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.